Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast hosted by an male interracial best friend duo. The Paradise AB, relaxing, low stakes, summer fun.
Ooh, island vibes, Rim.
Minimal drama. Well, it's Mexico. They're not on an island, but I feel you. Beach.
Oh, they're not? Where are they?
they're on Mexico.
They're in Mexico? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. No island. Not an island off the coast. We're just used to
beach
Love
vibes.
Island. Beach vibes, yes. Or so we thought. The lead-in was minimal drama, or so we thought. So here's... I want to do a preface.
Okay.
There was one dominant storyline to come out of the first two episodes, and that is Blake is not who we thought he was. And we let him off the hook. Rest in peace, Denny Green. Now, we will get to the details of that. But last night, the on-screen storyline was, I would say, upended by off-screen revelations. And we now have what I might consider the biggest mess of the year in this franchise, which is really saying something.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's a mess.
I'm just saying that this is a tangled web.
Sure.
That's what I mean by
mess. It's impossible to come up with an opinion on it that you feel really confident about.
Exactly. Like,
that's I don't know who to support it. Here.
No. And I'm kind of nervous about taking a side.
So am I, but I'll do it.
Well, that's what they pay us the big bucks for. As a general note, I don't love when off-screen stuff kind of muddies the waters on screen.
Yeah.
And here are the three reasons why. And I think you agree with some of them, at least. It gets too personal for my tastes. It feels dirty. This in particular feels kind of dirty. I don't like everything on screen is like they're okay with that. You know, they know what they're doing. They signed up for the show, blah, blah, blah. But then like off-screen drama is like, now you're just talking about these people's. They're just trying to live their life. You know what I mean? Out of the spotlight a little bit.
No, disagree. Oh, for one.
Okay.
What's
right,
your next
one?
What's your next one? Disagree. Once you sign up for this show, life's over in terms of you're a celeb now. Anyone can see anything you're doing, period.
Now, you've always been a big TMZ guy, and I have not.
Yeah,
I'm not a big, like, gossip culture paparazzi guy. So if you're into that, then you're into that. Okay. Here's number two. It distracts from the show a little bit.
True.
Because when the larger storylines occur off screen, the show becomes secondary almost. And the biggest thing for me is this really hard to keep up with. I do not want to have to keep tabs on what these people are texting each other all year. And there's too many of them.
Yeah, there's so many now. It's like my Instagram's filled with Bachelor stuff. I don't want to see it all anytime I pull up Instagram.
You know, usually I rewatch episodes immediately after they air to take notes. Last night I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch Hard Knocks. I can't
just
do
get
this
out
right
of the
now.
Bachelor life for a second.
Just let me decompress. I just want to talk about this show with my pal Alex, you know, and our friends, the listeners. I'm not sure I want this to... I don't like homework on top of the homework we already make for ourselves. That said, this is a big one, so we got to talk about it. Anything else you want to say before we get into episode one?
No, let's get into it.
I'm going to fly through the first probably 45 minutes of the show because intros, fluff, etc. Here's the cast.
Before you get into the cast,
guess we're not going to fly through. Go ahead.
No, we're through at that. I just wanted to point out, I don't know if you noted this, Chris starts the season off with an ominous.
Okay. What was that about? Go ahead.
Whose heart will be crushed forever?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
That's what he said, Rim.
You gotta say that in a mic. Well, I thought it was, you know, when he did that to open up the season where there was the controversy with DeMario and Corinne, yeah. It seemed like that. It was like, this is serious, folks.
That's
but
what
really,
I'm saying.
It wasn't.
He ended it with, whose heart will be crushed forever?
He's really upped the
language. Yes. Jesus Christ, Chris.
Chris is a big fire and brimstone guy.
Well, nobody's getting their hearts crushed forever here. We're talking about 23 to 30-year-old kids out here.
The cast. Taysha's dad in the mix. I would like to see him on Paradise. Big Taysha's dad guy. Blake. Katie. I'm a big Katie guy. I want that to be on the record. Katie's great.
Well, she's one half of the Demi Katie duo that was on a bunch of Hannah stuff.
That's right. I just think she's fun and more and normal, and that's a low bar to surpass for. But that's the bar for this group.
Agreed.
Cam, there are very few rap moments on this show where I don't just stare at the television and almost pass out. My eyes roll back so far in my head that they don't come back. You know what I mean? What do you got in Cam's intro? Anything?
I thought he had a nice little flow to him, Rim.
I'm conflicted.
All
okay?
that being said, he was on stage somewhere doing
like,
this
there's
bachelor
four people
rap
in the crowd.
I mean, he obviously, this is a well rehearsed rap from him. He's now, it went from just him rapping one time as a funny thing. Now that's just his life.
Yeah.
Cam's life. He's a rapper. I'm sure he does it all the time now in front of friends and stuff like that. He's not good at it, obviously, but what they showed us was all right.
It reminds me of Pimp My Ride, that old Pimp My Ride meme where it's like, here's like a small sliver of your interests, and now we're going to blow that into it's the only thing that defines you.
Yep.
Jane, discarded night one on, I think, Colton's season, maybe? She's got, she wants to turn up the heat. She's the one who brushed the hot sauce on her teeth. So,
yeah, no clue who this is.
Hannah G, who I would call maybe the Zion Williamson type prospect of Paradise for some. Would you agree? Generational.
She's also, I don't know if you remember, it seems like she shed this, but she's also a rapper, another white rapper.
Yeah. Well, I don't see color, as you know. number one, power rankings of rappers on this show. Cam one, obviously, and Hannah G number two. Cam's like you said, Cam has flow. Next up, Demi. Quick pause here. There's a little segment with Hannah first where Demi reveals that she's been dating a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I kind of want to unpack this a little bit. Number one, it's strange to say I'm in a relationship.
I was confused.
As your Paradise intro.
Listen, the whole situation was confusing. Obviously, they wanted to get it out there that she is bisexual.
You got to lay the groundwork.
They got to put that out there because that's going to be a storyline. But I was confused by what she was saying. She's like, I met this woman and I fell head. Jesus Christ.
Come on, AB.
Fucking Christ. Are you kidding me?
That's all staying in.
Are
that's
you
all
kidding
staying
me?
In.
That's got to stay in.
Head over heels.
She?
Just say it.
Say it for me, right?
She fell head
almighty.
Over heels.
I'm reading it off my damn. I got it
I
written down.
I thought my
down.
Computer
this
was
is what
freezing.
She said. This is what she said. I wrote it down. Why I can't say this phrase?
Right.
She fell head over heels for a woman. She fell in there. A lot of love there. There's no explanation on what happened. The way she was saying it sounded like present.
It's not over. It's not, they're
it
in a relationship.
Like present tense is how she was saying it. So I don't understand. She's in a relationship and in love with a woman, but she's going on Paradise to figure out for sure if she's in love.
Okay, that's the other prong. She said Paradise. I'm going to give you a break here. She says Paradise is what she needs to find out for sure, or something along those lines, which makes no sense to me because presumably everyone on Paradise is hetero. That's kind of the point of the franchise. So I'm not sure there's no options for you to explore there. I think what's going to happen is they bring her girlfriend I think the mysterious woman in the previews is probably Demi's current girlfriend. That's probably the only explanation.
I agree. Yeah. Man, what happened there, Rim?
I was kind of worried about you. I was actually worried.
I think I had a stroke.
I've never seen any that. That doesn't happen a lot. I don't have to cut out AB stumbling over his words like that. Okay, next up, Clay.
Louise.
Clay dated Angela. Clay ended it. And he's interested in Nicole. The other note I have here is I think Chicago is the best Bachelor intro B-roll city.
It's good.
Okay. When you go back to Grocery Joe, you can go on the beach. You can be alone. You can go downtown. You can go to the river. It's you got all the different places. Nicole. And lastly for the intros, Chris B. You have known Chris B longer than I have. He started on Emily's season. Yeah. What else has he been on that you watched?
He's been on two Bachelor in Paradises, I think. And then he's been on, this is his sixth show, okay?
Bachelor Pad.
I didn't remember he was this old, honestly. Not how that old he's that old. Not that he's old.
Do you know his age?
Yeah, I know how old. Isn't he 31?
I am 2 weeks older than him. He turns 32 next month. Little hint, I don't mean if old, you listeners want to get me anything for my birthday, go ahead.
Hint, hint, Rim's birthday's coming up, everybody.
Just FYI. It's my birthday, Mom. Okay, back to Chris.
Not that Chris is old, like age-wise. I just mean he's been on our TV screens that long. I didn't realize he had been on that much stuff. I didn't realize Emily's season was when he started.
Yeah.
For some reason, even though we just watched Emily's season like last year, for some reason, I thought he was on an earlier season than that.
So that's why he's called, everyone calls him old Chris, chief among them me. I call him that. But he's not old. I'm offended by that
nickname.
No,
he's just the same age as a bunch of them.
He's the same age. He's younger than Nick Vile is 38. Okay. Chris B's 32, prime of his life. Now
he's back.
He's
though,
got
Rim.
An old he's got an old look. This he man has an old look to him.
He's
I'll
an
say
old
that.
Wise look. The guy's been around and he has. He's been on six reality television shows, Rim. So and he retired. I like the montage when they had him retire and then he's coming back. He's Michael Jordan, I'm back in the papers.
The second time though. This is like Wizards.
This is the Wizards,
Chris.
Jordan.
All right. Now we're showing up to Paradise, starting with Hannah G. She's from Colton season. Blake from Becca's season. Remember when people, even before everything that happened, remember when people wanted Blake to be the Bachelor despite his constant fumbling of words a la AB? I mean,
no, I have one mess up.
Yeah, well, that's going to haunt you forever. I never really got the Blake. You know, he's one of those people that had one or two good episodes and was like, well, he can do it. And I'm like, I don't know.
No, we said it all along. I mean, you saw it when they did like the parties. They had those Bachelor Nation parties for, I don't know, what was it, Colton season maybe?
Yeah.
And Blake and Jason, the other guy people thought, that Italian guy. Is that what he is?
Well, that's irrelevant, but they were both lacking charisma is what you mean to say.
They could not handle the party.
No. Katie from Colton's season, Dylan from recent Hannah's season, Sydney from Colton's season, she sent herself home, Derek from JoJo's season, who also was engaged to Taylor as of, I think last season's finale, or I think it was two seasons ago, he proposed on after the final Bachelor in Paradise rose. What do you think of that?
I think it might have been last season.
What do you think about that's kind of strange to
getting engaged and then returning
to the site where your entire relationship with the person you were engaged to began and flourished. Like you're going to sit on the same day beds. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to get over that mental block.
Money talks, Rim.
What do you think Derek's getting? Like 500 G's to go down there? I don't think so.
No, he's getting some money, and then these guys are paid, and then they're also just being on TV. Like,
I mean, I'd do it. Yeah,
social media.
Tayshia from Colton's season, Kevin from Hannah's season, Wills, unforgettable Wills from Becca's season. He really likes Hannah. Keep that in mind. Demi from Colton's season, Derek is into her. Onyeka from Colton's season. did her horn bit. I forgot how terrible the horn bit was on Colton's season. One of the worst things. Cam from Hannah's season. Quick take on Cam. I think you want to talk about somebody who has completely sold their soul for reality TV fame. He will do whatever, whenever, whatever. Hey, sure. Whatever you guys want me to say or do, I'll do it. Combined with his deep, deep unfunniness. I mean, really, this is not a deeply unfunny person.
He's not just like, oh, that guy's just there. Like,
they don't always, it's not like, oh, they don't always hit.
Yeah, it's not just,
they never hit.
He's not a funny guy. That coupled with he thinks he's a funny guy and he's a try hard.
Just it's a tough combo.
Tough combo to survive.
Now, that being said, something happened towards the end of episode two that I... What's that gif where, like, the lady, like, slides out of her seat? She's,
I know what you're talking about.
I melted away. I was like, I can't believe what happened here. John Paul Jones from Hannah's season. Speedo, he's talking to Onyeka. John Paul Jones, I think, is going to be a smash hit this season. Everything that the John Paul Jones people liked about him will be on full display in Paradise.
Agreed.
I expect. Chris B arrives from Emily Maynard's season. Well, actually, okay, take back what I just said about Cam. He said he was a big fan of Chris growing up.
That was
I
funny.
Laughed at that.
Yeah.
I laughed at that.
I was a big fan of you when I was growing up.
I think Cam's probably 2 years younger than him.
Very funny.
Jane from Colton's season, Annalise from Ari's season and previous BIPs, Bibiana, same.
Listen,
Nicole, yeah.
Too many people. There's so many people.
Several more.
I know. There's so many people. That's the first thing I noticed.
Yeah. I figured, like, you start with 11, maybe.
Yeah.
13.
There's like 30 people out here.
I think they ended with 21 or something. Nicole from Colton's season, Clay from Becca's season. And secondary storyline here, Annalise says it's too soon for Clay to be here after he broke up with Angela. I'll see how that plays out.
Okay.
I am more inclined to believe Clay's version of events than I am Annalise. Just my opinion.
Well, Annalise is who we thought she was, Rim.
Yeah, that's just my opinion. Kaylin from Colton's season.
Man, these...
That's it. That's not it, but that's it for now.
Yeah.
Anything to say? Who are you excited? Who were you excited?
A couple things stood out, Rim. Kevin, Beachbody on 100,000.
Kevin did what I would do, which is take steroids before going on the show.
That's exactly what he did.
Commit yourself to working out.
Everyone, including the guys, are like, damn, Kevin got jacked out here. The season, I feel like they just saw him a couple months ago, but now he's beefcake on
his mind.
And everybody notices it. Another funny thing I thought, as the people showed up, Chris was acting like, in particular, the Blake and Kaylin drama. Chris was acting like he didn't know what was going on. He clearly did. That's classic Chris.
Yep. That's his MO these days.
And the other thing, there's just a lot of big names. Like Blake, we got some runners up out here. We got some like people that made real deep runs in Bachelor and Bachelorette out here. Good cast.
I'd say, kind of piggybacking on that, the crop of women. And it could be just because there's three more than the men, is there are much better catches than the guys. And that's not...
Agreed.
I don't know what... I mean, you got Cam, you got... it's mostly just Cam who brings down the average a little bit, but John Paul Jones, there's a lot of like...
There's some jokes.
There's a higher percentage of jokes or
and
not
gimmicks.
Great catches
yeah.
than the guys, yeah. But like you said, Kaylin talking to Chris before she goes in reveals Blake's not my favorite person. Mm-hmm. As enmeshed in Bachelor culture as you and I are, I did not know any of this.
Oh, I didn't either.
I did not know Blake and Kaylin at all. I knew Blake and Christine a little bit, but not this. And as soon as she walks in, Blake... Would you say, sprints to hide behind a couch?
He literally runs away from his problems, Rim.
Oh, nice. What's going to be interesting about this is, I took obviously, we all these notes from Monday before the off-screen stuff. And then I wrote my notes for the Tuesday episode after the off-screen stuff. So they're going to be a little different tone. Okay, everybody's here. 11 women, 9 men.
Whoa.
The rules are simple. That's 20, AB. be in a committed relationship or go home. The fellas are handing out the roses in week one. We're going to run through this episode. We're probably going to linger on the Blake stuff more than the other stuff. AB, if there's anything that you feel like we should skip, say skip it.
Okay.
Quick ladies chat. Everybody seems to like Clay. Before Annalise butts in to say, I'm friends with Angela and she's not over him. And she says he's not over her. So I don't think he should be here. I don't think he's ready.
Just a heads up, ladies. None of you should date him.
Yeah. And it's not because he's a bad guy, but it's because his ex-girlfriend still kind of likes him.
Basically, he dated my friend. That's the only reason.
That's the justification. That seems to be the justification. The girls also like Blake. He seems to be number one most desired man on the beach.
Everybody's digging Blake, and for good reason. He's a good-looking guy. He seems charismatic in this situation. The girls are loving him, and they're saying it right in front of Kaylin.
Now, Annalise popped in and said, well, Clay stinks.
Yeah.
Kaylin didn't say anything during this chat with the full group, so I found that interesting. She took a different approach.
I think how Annalise handled it is a joke. You should talk to the other person first before you drop a bomb on their whole reason for being here.
Or try to. I don't think anybody really bought her.
Yeah, agreed.
Date card obviously going to Blake.
Has to.
Most desired man. Kaylin is upset by this. She thinks it's messed up that Blake got the date card. I hate to break this to you, Kaylin, but that's why they did it. Okay. Now, everybody frothing at the mouth, would you say, to get some alone time with Blake. We got Tayshia, Hannah, Bibiana a little bit, Nicole. Everybody's into it. What do you have to say about Wells, the bartender, and his just... starting here, but also overall this episode, he seems to be more involved than usual.
He seems involved. He is giving more advice than I remember, and I like it. I'm a big Wells guy, so anytime he's on screen, I'm happy about it. And he's asking some tough questions of these people.
I feel like we said that last year. We wanted more than just
more Wells.
Occasional
yeah.
comic relief. And even I think someone floated the idea last year that he's being groomed to be the next Chris Harrison. The more advice... obvious more advice portion of this would lead me to believe that that's possible.
Yeah.
And talk about, a come up. I mean, what an awesome life and gig Wells has now.
Went from kind of the weird guy who couldn't...
He didn't kiss JoJo
for a really long time to now he's getting married to the Modern Family girl and he's got one of the best gigs. He hangs out on the beach as the bartender and doesn't have to deal with any of the drama. Can you think of a better job than Chris Harrison or Wells' job?
Yes. Glad you asked that. The number one job in the world is Vanna White has the number one job in the world.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. She's had it for like 30 or 40 years. And her and Pat. Okay. Now, I feel a tangent coming on. But those two... when they do, I don't know if you ever watch Wheel of Fortune, but they film these little segments where they're in these like exotic cities and they're like, hey, like you could win a trip to the city. They fly to these cities, okay, to film 20-second segments, maybe three of them. They flew to the city. They go all across the world to do that, okay? Not only that, here's a little inside baseball secret about Wheel of Fortune. They film like one day a week. They work one day per week, and they just film like
seven episodes. They can just knock out a bunch of episodes, sure.
They just do a bunch of episodes.
Okay, that's the best job.
Okay, and then they each get probably $30 million a year. I mean, there's no better job in the world than what those two have, specifically Vanna White. Now, I will say Pat Sajak is kind of a prick. He's in his old age. He's treating people poorly, and I don't like it. But Vanna, better than ever. She's an institution.
Turn into Wheel of Fortune
talk. I'm just saying. Well, you go, can you think of a better job? And I instantly am like, yeah, Vanna White. That's definitely the best job in the world. Not even close.
Can't disagree.
Okay, where are we? The boys are talking about Hannah G. Everyone seems to think that Blake is going to choose Hannah G with the date card. To the shock of everyone in the resort, Blake picks Tayshia. Anything on this portion?
I was surprised, but not that surprised. I mean, just two of the main girls on the beach. Who's going to be one of those two?
It's interesting. If you were to, you know, put people in tiers, which is crass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm not talking about looks, tiers, or anything like that. I'm talking about like popularity tiers in terms of Bachelor Nation. Like,
yep.
There's people that are above some other people, like Hannah G, Tayshia, I would Kaylin put Kaylin in there,
and who would also be in there.
And then you got like Blake.
That's a little bit of Cool Kids table vibe.
There's cool. There's the top people that made it far in the seasons. They're not going to hang out with a first nighter. It's not going to be Blake and Jane.
No,
let's just put it that way. Even though they could get along or whatever, that's just not how it works on Paradise. The top dogs hang out with the top dogs.
Hannah. Now, everyone was talking openly about how Blake was going to pick Hannah, including Hannah. When it didn't happen, Hannah was, I'd say, borderline upset.
Agreed.
She even says, "I was blindsided," as if Blake gave her any indication that they were going on a date. I was a little surprised by that. Anything on Blake and Tayshia's date?
No, they get driven into an awesome location. You see the lights rim.
What did you think of the lights?
Incredible lights, the hanging lights. I see by your face you're not liking them, just like you didn't like the flowers. This was incredible. Incredible
visuals.
No, I get
the, the flowers are fine. You know, the lights are, they're in my... I had a little Larry David reaction to this. Get the lights out of the way. We don't need this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're just in the way.
No,
they're
the hanging lights are beautiful. And then you just walk through them.
Christmas lights.
They're Christmas lights. Yeah, they're Christmas lights. I probably have some of those lights that I string up every year, but
I can do
they're beautiful.
The lights.
There was 1,000 of those stringed lights hanging down from the ceiling.
Oh, easily. That's a wild
maybe
underestimation.
Maybe 20,000.
Yeah, easily. It was cool.
It was incredible.
It was fine. Anyway, it went well. They both went family. They like each other and
just
stuff.
Just two power players in the Bachelor franchise getting along. It's good
two
to see.
Two power players who know they're power players, too.
Yeah,
I like Tayshia a lot, but she knows she's a top dog. You can kind of tell in her, the way she talks and her strategies, you can tell Tayshia knows she's a big dog. Kaylin is venting to Wells. This is one of the first people Kaylin opens up to about Blake.
She lays it all on the table, Rim.
All on the table. And here's my note from that night. Kaylin ended Blake in a few words, basically one 10-second clip, destroyed everything we knew about Blake.
Yeah.
He said, "We hooked up. We talked about skipping Paradise and coming out with us. Then he ghosted her. And I was in his bed the morning after, and he was DMing Hannah G.
Wow.
He was talking about how hot Tayshia is.
Wow.
He said he hooked up with Christina the night before. Bam, 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 bam.
Just,
done. You're done. It's over.
He's done.
He's
Wells
done.
Even says
Sheesh.
This is the worst morning after I've ever heard of.
No one's stock has plummeted more quickly than Blake.
Now, I just want to remember this for later, because... This is the last time we hear about this. Kaylin and Blake have some conversations, and she doesn't bring up what would appear to me like the worst stuff that Blake did was that morning after, and she doesn't bring that up to him for some reason.
Yes, good note. That's an important note. There are so many elements to this that it's easy to forget some things that make the culmination of it so damning, if you will. So when they had their conversation later... Seems like you had a few more points you could have scored against him a little
bit.
Anyway, quick, Demi and Derek making out in the hot tub. It's good. Gotta say, it's good. She keeps saying, though, that she's having fun. I'm just having fun, which obviously you plant the seeds for the what's coming later. First big surprise, Dylan and Hannah. Dylan, would you say, I'm trying to think of a analogous, maybe like me, like an 11-year-old me and like Jessica Biel on Seventh Heaven situation. I'm just trying to think of something.
Just someone that's completely out of their league. You want to talk about tears,
Rim?
We're talking about
tears.
We got a top dog and a no name down here.
Yeah. This is like if when Duke plays, Campbell or something, and it's the Campbell player's like, "Wow, I'm in the Cameron Indoor, baby." It's kind of like that. You know, you didn't think they'd give you the time of day.
Dylan pulls Hannah aside, and Hannah shows some interest in him, and Dylan is stunned like the rest of us are.
Well, keep in mind, Hannah is reeling after not being picked by Blake, so she's got to do something. Can't just sit on the sidelines.
Yep.
I'd say out of nowhere, they start making out, and Dylan is smiling while it's happening because he can't believe his life right now. I mean, this is, he's dreamed about
this.
Can't
believe it.
I was very happy for Dylan. That was very, I like to see the little guy, the underdog, you know, win the game. But I don't think, my opinion, I don't think this is going to be, it seemed to me like Hannah just wanted to make out with somebody to kind of be like, I'm still here type of thing. I don't think it's a long-term thing.
Dylan is starstruck, Rim. He said it's the best night of his life. Just this kiss with Hannah. Best night of his life.
I'm sure it's true. Yeah, agreed.
I think we can all see, again, Hannah's one of the premier people in this franchise right now. Dylan is not. She's going to be stringing him along all season, and there's nothing he can do about it.
I think that's probably what's going to happen. I think she's going to have...
Feel bad for him, but that's what's going
to
happen here.
I have a note about this later, but he's just going to have to... If he wants to leave
deal
with her,
it. Yeah.
He's just going to have to weather the storm because every guy is going to be going after her, and he's just going to have to deal with it.
He's going to have to deal with all these guys making out with his girlfriend, and yeah. Hopefully at the end of the day, she still likes him. I don't know what else to tell you, Dylan.
Just cross your fingers, grab the bar at the bar at the top. You got a van now. You grab the bar up here at the top of the van. My dad, you just call that the oh shit bar. And you grab that and he's just like, hang on for dear life, buddy, and hope you make it through. Kaylin and Onyeka. Kaylin says they were FaceTiming 3 times a day. They talked for a couple months. She made it seem like... relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. She tells Onyeka that Blake hooked up with Christina and Kaylin within 24 hours and then said, we have to deny. My tone is implying that this may not be what it seems. Her big qualm with Blake, too, is as soon as he got here, he should have pulled me aside and talked to me because he's
Don't
been ignoring
like
her
nothing.
Since he showed up. Yeah. Yeah. Which is a sympathetic thing. You're watching, you're like, yeah, come on, Blake. Like,
yeah, I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
Action. I wrote down right here, all guys are scum. That's what I wrote down. Cap letters.
Here's what I wrote down. This aged, I think, poorly. The more I see of Kaylin, the more I like her, okay? I like the way she talks. She lets the curse words fly without being gratuitous. I personally enjoy that. She isn't putting on a woe is me show, though she might be justified in doing so. Instead, she's just like, God, everybody likes Blake, and I just want to be like, dude, he sucks. She's just kind of seeing it for what it is. And also, she just seems really herself and relaxed. She doesn't seem to always be constantly thinking about how I look or how what I'm saying comes off. She's just saying what she feels. I liked all that.
I agree.
A lot of that's still true, but I was team Kaylin, as
they
say. Stay tuned.
This is, I'm marked in my notes here. We're probably about 3/4 of the way through the episode of the first night. We're going to go long, by the way. That's not what I'm bringing up here. But there are so many people here. There's a bunch of people I like that at this point had gotten zero screen time. We have no clue what they're doing. They have too many people here, I think.
Agreed. They have too many people.
Like Bibiana's our girl. And
I like Bibiana.
We didn't get her. We
Katie,
didn't get a second
of course.
Of her. Yeah.
Getting a second. Now, that said, what happens on Paradise a lot is they will, especially because there's 2 shows each week. They will have a show that's dedicated to one thing of drama, and then like next episode, that piece
everyone.
Of drama will not be involved at all, and then they'll almost, yeah, it'll be catching up. They'll be showing things that happen like at the same time.
Sure.
So, but you're right. I'm with you. I would have liked to see more. Christina shows up. I did not expect this, Alex.
I didn't either. No.
At all. Okay. They go through her little thing with Danielle and Dean, that little love triangle. Forgot about that. Dean's an idiot. That was funny to see. I expected at this point, you thought Dean was bad. This is Dean super. This is a supercharged Dean scandal.
Yeah.
Christina knows that Blake hooked up with Kaylin the night after he hooked up with her. She's ready to talk to Blake, give him what for. When she walks down the thing, the face Blake made I mean, I'd call it iconic, AB. I'll never, it's seared into my brain.
Blake knew he was in deep shit.
Deep.
As soon as he saw Christina and Kaylin walk through the door. So I don't know why later he's acting surprised by what transpired.
Yeah, there was some conversation. You're just like, what? She said that about me?
Yeah, it's like Blake. You gave yourself away when they walked in. You sprinted away from Kaylin and then made a terrified face when Christina walked in.
He just wanted, the last place on earth he wanted to be was on that beach. He wasn't trying to hide it. And then later to the camera, it's like, it's almost like if he didn't know the camera was on him then, but then later he's doing the interview with the camera and he goes, yeah, I was happy to see her come down the stairs. And then he like winces. He's like, oh. Not convincing. Christina has a date card, AB, and Blake is shell-shocked. He tries to catch up the boys on what happened. Talking a mile a minute, classic Blake fashion. They're just like, all right, I don't care. Like, you got anything on when Christina pulled them aside?
No, it seemed like she still had some feelings for Blake. So I was interested to see where this went with these two.
She was being cordial. She said, like, you know, I'm comfortable around you. Later, out of all the guys there, she asks Blake on the date. And the way she presented it was, I'm comfortable with you. You know, we have a history. I'd like to see where this could go. Blake, in that moment, thinks he's getting out of this somehow, against all odds, scot-free. Because he hasn't heard anything from Kaylin. Christina doesn't seem to be mad at him. I thought here that this was, I thought even in the moment, Christina was planning some sort of confrontation. What did you think?
I didn't see that. No, I didn't see it coming.
Even when she said, I'm going to make Blake my bitch, and that's how the episode ended. You didn't pick up on that?
Listen, okay. I just didn't think someone would waste a date card on someone they had no interest in. You are only going to get one date card.
Nah, they'll give her another one. This was a producer. Yeah. Hey, it said Blake on the date card, I imagine.
Get in there, give this to Blake, and let's figure this out. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, episode one recap, Blake recap. He hooked up with Christina. They're at Stagecoach Music Festival, by the way. I don't want to mention that because ABC seems to have some sort of partnership with them because it was mentioned 30 times.
Sure do. Yeah. Okay. What's the Stagecoach situation here?
From my knowledge, it is essentially Coachella for country music. I think you would love it.
Okay.
They said it 100 times.
But all the Bachelor people were there for this year, apparently, and together.
Well, essentially. So that's the other thing with kind of the Instagram era of the show is, it is beneficial to everyone involved to hang out
with each
other people in the off season. So all that stuff goes on. And if you're into that stuff and you like keeping up with that stuff, it's amazing. This is amazing stuff, but it really does complicate heavily how the show is presented a little bit. I mean, the entire first 1.5 episodes of the season were about something that didn't occur on screen.
Yeah.
Which is tough for the average viewer, I think.
Agreed.
Okay, Blake recap. Hooked up with Christina at Stagecoach. Okay.
Okay.
Flirted Stagecoach. Little wrinkle. Flirted implied that he tried to pick up Tayshia the next day, tried to hook up. Then he hooked up with Kaylin that night.
Stagecoach.
Kind of, you know, at Stagecoach. We're still at Stagecoach. Messaged Tana G the next morning and talked about Tayshia while still laying in bed with Kaylin the next day at Stagecoach. Told Kaylin they had to keep their hookup a secret because, you know, I'm Blake, baby. I'm the all-American scot-free boy. Kaylin shows up to Paradise. Blake doesn't acknowledge her. He took Tayshia on a date, which annoyed Hannah. There's a lot of names involved here.
Names.
And then Christina shows up. Big names. Christina shows up, and she's livid with him, too. So we got Christina, Kaylin, Tayshia, Hannah, all
Stage
upset
coach.
With Blake. It's from Stagecoach, arguably the top four prospects on the beach. This is going to explode in his face.
Absolutely.
Dean times 10, and I think he's going to be gone next week. That's what I said.
Wow. Okay. Let's see.
That was... You know what we should do right now, AB?
A break.
Let's... yeah, it took you a second. Let's take a quick break and hear from some of our great sponsors.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Wow, that was an all-time break. Season 6, episode 2. Episode wow. 2. Ooh, getting better. Blake pulls Tayshia aside before his day with Christina. He just wants to say, like, hey, just keep my options open. I had a great time with you last night. Glad we're on the same page.
At this point, Tayshia knows nothing about Christina or Kaylin, just to be clear. No.
She's all in on Blake. She said,
she's into him.
Tall drink of water. What do you got on the Blake and Christina date? Not the off-roading, because that's the first date every season, it seems. But what do you got on their discussion?
She says that what happened with Kaylin was a slap in the face. Just to reiterate, she hooked up with Blake one night. The next night, as Stagecoach, he hooked up with Kaylin at Stagecoach. Okay?
Yes. And he, and presumably Blake told her, Christina, I think very recently, just in kind of a CYA situation.
Yeah.
In case we're both in paradise.
Christina felt very disrespected by how he handled the situation. Blake is stunned that she feels disrespected.
Never seen anybody. Well, I don't think he's stunned that she feels disrespected. I think he's stunned that she's saying this
on camera.
On camera. I think he's completely caught off guard.
Christina said it really, truly hurt her. It really hurt her feelings, which is understandable. Makes sense.
Now, should be noted, Blake's version of the events were that him and Kaylin, quote, took it too far and realized the next morning that they should probably just be friends. Okay. So he was probably shouldn't have done that.
Blake's thing was he's single and it was probably a mistake, but he's still single, so he didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. So technically, he didn't break any rules, the letter of the law. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like, doing something like you're battling in the post, right, AB? And then the guy who's guarding you like jams his thumb into one of your ass cheeks to kind of get you, you know, you're battling for a rebound. Now, is that technically a foul? No, probably not. No one's going to call that. But is it poor form? Does it make you kind of scummy? I think so. So technically he didn't break any rules necessarily by his definition of the rules. But, you know, it's still not a great...
It's not how you treat girls, though. If you care about anyone as a person, it's not how you... Like, if you cared about Christina at all, you wouldn't hook up with someone the next day at the same festival that you're all still at.
And here's the other thing, too, is... And this is the impossible task, is we don't know the context of their relationship. You know what I mean? We see what's on screen. We don't know what Blake and Christina are when that happened. Certainly most viewers don't, let alone everyone who is ravenous about this type of information. And that was especially highlighted when we find out some extra information about Blake and Kaylin later. We just don't know all the context, and you never can. Which is kind of, I don't know if I want to know the entire context of someone's personal history with people. That's just a lot to keep up with, and it's also, it gets into just like an impossible he said she said. So not something I would have done. Put that out there. But he seemed mostly upset. What came off really poorly, I think, is he seemed upset not that he did this, but that he's been, his public image is now eroding. And
the
I think
isn't going well for him.
That's very clear. I think he's just concerned more with what his friends and family are going to think than necessarily
that he
how
hurt.
Christina
he never apologizes.
And Kaylin feel.
I mean, it always goes back to, even if you
think what you did wasn't wrong or your intent wasn't bad, if you hurt someone and you care about that person, you should still apologize to them and try to make it better.
Agreed. And the other thing is, these two people aren't strangers. These two people are presumably at least know each other pretty well and might be friends in real life.
Yep.
Okay, so after the date ends poorly. They're, you know, Christina did what she was going to do.
Storming off.
Yeah, they both stormed off. Yeah. It did not
Christina,
end well.
I mean, it became pretty clear early that Christina had no interest in dating Blake. She wanted to get this off her chest and have this conversation with him. We're in a situation where he couldn't run away or anything, too.
No. I mean, literally, you're in the mountains of Mexico.
Yeah, you're stuck here. You got to face the music.
He also asked, so how's paradise going to go for the rest of us? Which to me seemed like, so are you going to tell anybody? Like, don't tell. He was kind of like, don't tell anybody.
Yep.
It seemed to me his main concern was how he looks more above all else. Kaylin talking to Onyeka, she says, I was still holding on to that. I was trying to convince myself that he's still that guy. Don't make me feel like this disgusting secret. He made me feel horrible. I am nothing to this guy. So here I am thinking like, man, Blake,
this son of a bitch.
This son of a bitch. Blake made, you know, basically had two secret girlfriends, didn't tell one about the other, thought he was talking about the future with both of them type of thing, made Kaylin think one thing that then just kind of ghosted her or whatever. It all looked really bad.
Agreed.
Very bad for Blake. So Kaylin pulls Blake aside, and what do you got on this, the big confrontation we've been waiting for?
Blake and Kaylin sit down to talk. Kaylin tells Blake he made her feel like she was nothing. I felt very disrespected. This has not been a fun couple days on Paradise, she tells him. Blake, again, stunned by this news from Kaylin, who he hasn't talked to yet in Paradise, by the way.
I feel like a lot of this could have been avoided if he just would have said, pulled Kaylin aside early.
She says, you made me feel like a dirty secret that you're ashamed of. Now, this is where I got a little confused and something seemed off here. Because what she brought up to Blake is just about how he treated her since she's been on Paradise, basically, that he didn't want her to tell other people, but also that he didn't, you know, come up and he didn't act like he knew her. In a sense, was the main complaint she brought up to Blake. She didn't bring up any of the stuff about the morning after or the Christina stuff
the
or anything like that.
Stuff.
The real stuff. So I didn't know what to believe at this point.
And it ended kind of abruptly. He apologized so profusely and constantly that it almost seemed like he was just like, okay, don't keep going. Don't keep going into details. That's what it seemed like to me. She also said, I think the big thing for her was that he called her a mistake. He called her a mistake, which I think is slightly different than saying something you did was a mistake. But it ended quickly, too abruptly for my taste. Yeah. Kaylin dipped out and Blake is kind of left to assume, kind of assess the remains of his life
Blake's
after a tornado.
He's gone from the King of Paradise to freaking public enemy number one, Rim.
Now he's still got Tayshia though, right?
At this point, yeah.
Oh, not for long. Christina talks to Tayshia. Okay. Christina tells everything that she knows to Tayshia, tells her about Kaylin, which Tayshia went from all in on Blake to completely out. Nothing he can do to salvage this with Tayshia. Doesn't even want his rose if he offers
it. Here's the quote. There's no way I can trust Blake. He's a player. The definition of a player.
Bill Bellamy. So that's the Blake, Christina, Kaylin, Tayshia
stagecoach
drama. That's stagecoach. Okay. You want to talk about non-Blake stuff?
I'd love to.
Things are going well with Hannah and Dylan. Wells pulls Hannah aside. Wills, big difference. I was like, when did Wells pull Hannah aside? Yeah, it's because it's Wills. Wills pulls Hannah aside and basically says, I think you're dope. And the next thing you know, they're making out of control hard.
What's going on there?
He didn't even say anything. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything, and they just started making out. I was so confused.
Dude, I honestly, I'll be honest. I was making cookies. I took the cookies out of the oven and put them on top of the stove.
I missed
and looked
the damn
at
makeout.
The screen, and they were making out. I'm like, what is going on? I had no idea what was going on. And then afterwards, she was like, I gotta admit, man, that was pretty smooth. I'm like, that's
what?
Smooth?
He
that's
didn't
all it
say
takes?
Anything. All he said was, you're dope.
I mean, holy cow.
Now, to be fair, sometimes, cool black guy strolls up and tells this girl that sure. she's dope. It's going to work on her sometimes.
She was like, oh, dope. That's smooth. Dylan says, hey, can we talk?
Poor Dylan.
Now, Dylan, that's what I thought. Dylan is here for Hannah only. He's obviously,
so into her.
You get Jennifer Lopez, you're not going to be like, let me look around to the other options. And you're just a regular guy, in his mind. So he's all in. Okay. Now, Hannah, to her credit, tells Dylan what just happened.
Honesty.
With Wells. Best policy. Yep. Some people say she feels bad about it, but it's a tough spot for Dylan. This is when he realizes like, uh-oh. God, this is like day two.
This is going to be paradise.
This is my paradise.
He's just got to take him on the chin, Rim.
I think so, too.
He's just like, cool. I think so, too. Okay, cool. I mean, what is
Thanks
he going to do?
Telling
what
me.
Is he going to do? Dump Hannah? No, he's going to stick around. That's just something a guy like Dylan does with a girl like Hannah. He's
going
to stick around. She's gonna play
going
to play with him.
Anywhere.
It's not fair to Dylan. I feel bad for the guy, but there's nothing he can do here. He said it on screen that he's not into anyone else. What is he going to do? Go to someone else? No.
Can I say this about keeping your options open on Paradise? That's, we're recapping Love Island, as some of you know. You keep your options open.
You
do jump around.
Options Island.
But there are some people who truly do come there with the hope of getting married, engaged. If you want to do that, you keep your options open early, but you got to settle down quick.
Eventually
you
settle
you're
down.
You're not going to get engaged to the person who you hook up with in week three. You know what I mean? Like... And all the people who get engaged and have kids from Paradise, and there's a lot of them.
And we haven't talked about the success rate of Paradise. It maybe not percentage-wise, but there's a lot of people that have come out of Paradise. Like, we all think of it as a joke show, but I think more people maybe end up engaged with families after Paradise. Because, their option, they have way more options for one, and then also
and
they
time.
Just get way more time with each other.
Yeah. Clay. You want to talk about a hunk of meat? Guy's looking good. Bod's looking good.
Working out on the beach. The girls are mesmerized, Rim.
Nicole is into him and Bibiana is into him.
You might not treat him like a piece of meat, though, Rim. All these girls.
You know, I was offended.
Over, come on.
Well, I mean, he was going like that. Even,
right on the beach.
Even the guys were like, damn. When you got John Paul Jones... And what's that other guy's name? Kevin. Like, geez. I mean, those guys felt insecure about their bodies because of how yoked out of his mind Clay is. It's just not fair. He's a former NFL player.
He's got
That's
stuff
just
going
not
on
the same
he's
species.
Got other stuff going on. He's got a brain. He's a person.
Oh,
he's
really
got a personality.
Nice. Yeah, a nice
Don't
guy.
Just treat him like a piece of meat.
They like that, too. They like that, too, Alex.
Okay.
Both Nicole and Bibiana. Now, he chats with both of them. I think Nicole and him have a better connection with Bibiana and him, which surprised me. I would have guessed that it would be Bibiana, but I think Nicole and him are better.
I was surprised about that, too.
Clay gets a date card, picks Nicole. Bibby's shocked.
Yeah.
And she's suddenly in danger of another early exit.
I mean, Bibby just doesn't do enough. She was here. She's been on multiple shows now, and she just doesn't do enough. And that's fine. I just think she might be a little shy, so she doesn't stand out, and she doesn't make the first move on these guys. Or she'll make a tiny move, but it'll be way too late.
Which is kind of interesting because I feel like she got into it with someone on Ari's season about not getting time. It's like you should know the deal by now.
I mean,
you're seasoned.
Wells gave her some advice. Basically, you need to do something. You need to make a move.
But she almost didn't like that advice. She goes, "Okay, Wells, like he's being serious. You
no,
gotta,
for real.
You're
sitting here talking to me all the damn time. You need to get out here.
I'm not
talk
hooking
to
up
someone
with
else.
I'm engaged to a TV star. Do you want to talk about Annalise and Clay? I kind of do.
I would love to talk about Annalise, my least favorite person on this franchise, Rim. I mean it.
You know,
let me just take you through some stuff on why I hate her. Back on her season, was she on Ari's season?
Yes.
She was the girl who kept coming up with lies about why she couldn't do, like, they did like a...
Oh, the bumper cars.
They did like a demolition derby, and she brought up a bumper cars incident on why she was so terrified. Damn. She had a couple things like that. And she's always been a big crier as well, which we've known. And then I don't remember what she did on Paradise last year, but I didn't like it.
There are some people who you just vibe with as a viewer. You're like,
yeah,
I like this. I agree with a lot of things this person says and does. For me personally, Annalise... not vibing.
No, I agree.
She will tell, here we're getting into the Clay thing now, she'll tell anyone who will listen the personal details about Clay and Angela's relationship and the aftermath as if it is like DEFCON 1 most important thing possible. Now, if this were like mission critical information, Clay is a scumbag because he did this, this, and this to my best friend, that would be one thing. Instead, it's just like they had a relationship and it's over and ugh. And that's kind of it. Like it's, well... you know, everyone here has those stories at some point. Jumping into paradise is not where you find yourself. Now, I don't remember the details, and you apparently don't either, but I feel like that's something Anna did previously. Like, that's why she came to paradise one time, because she got out of a bad relationship or something.
That's what
along
she always
lines.
Does, Rim. And then she's the girl that falls way too fast at these different guys and then gets her heart broken and it's all sad. The whole Annalise show, I'm over it. Like, I felt bad for her at one point. I don't anymore. And now she's ruining my man Clay's relationships opportunities.
Trying to?
Unsuccessfully? I'm not having it.
So, she pulls Clay aside.
Right before his date
with Nicole.
Literally seconds before he's going to leave on his date.
Nicole is off to the side, like, waiting for this conversation to commence. You know how much you're crushing her being here. I don't know how you can even walk onto this beach as if he broke up with her yesterday.
She says, I'm in a
really...
broke
off an engagement yesterday
or
something.
I'm in a really awkward position here. I am. Annalise. I'm in an awkward position here.
Now, I admire loyalty and friendships.
Sure.
You know, ride or die for my friends, no doubt, take your side, whatever.
You know,
but it doesn't seem like there's any conflict between, there's nothing to ride or die for. It's just like, you two are exes now, and that's it, and you're moving on. I mean, imagine being Clay, okay? Your ex's friend, who you probably don't get along with, okay, is upset with you. Because your relationship was serious and then you broke up and now you have the gall to pursue other relationships months later. There's no cheating going on. There's no lying going on. There's no two-faced scumbaggery. It's just, how can you move on full stop?
How can you move on? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Clay,
I mean, what's he supposed to say to that?
Clay handled it well. He's like, I don't know if you've been misinformed on what the situation is here. I'm very confused why you're bringing this up to me. We broke up 3 months ago, okay?
Yeah.
I had plenty of
eternity
time.
In Bachelor.
I had plenty of time
world,
to heal from this relationship, and now I'm looking for someone else. I don't know what information you're using right now.
My favorite part, and this is maybe the first time in show history, Clay responded to a right reasons accusation with, what reasons do you think I'm here for? And she had no real response.
She's not. That's something you'd say. I don't even know why you'd say that for. If he's here for like fame or something.
Promoting his tequila, you know what I mean? Or he's got this business or he wants to do this or that.
That's
and it's
not
just like,
what
no,
he's
Clay's literally just here to find a girlfriend.
No, he's just here to find love. Like the exact right reasons.
So she said something about getting picked up by a football team, and I thought she said, you're here because you want to get picked up by
she
a football
just
team,
laid
as if the coaches are like watching Paradise, scouting
the
potential
bodies.
Signees, free agents. Yeah, oh, Blake looks good doing curls, or Clay, excuse me.
I found that to be a cheap shot. She says you weren't going to, she basically says you weren't going to get picked up by a football team. You just had your relationship end. You're in a bad spot is how she framed it to Clay. He's like, I don't know what, he's just really confused on what she's talking about.
You know, I have no doubt that her and Angela talk about these kind of things and that's the context of it. But I just don't think it's Annalise's place to air that out and paint him in this light. That it just didn't seem fair to me. And you know who else didn't think it seemed fair? Demi, okay?
Yeah.
She was like, Annalise goes, I wish I didn't have to do that. And then Demi's like, well, why did you?
Why'd you do that? It was right before their date. It was poor timing. You basically, she said you pulled the pin from the grenade and just dropped it on the date.
There's some element, it's strange coming from Denmy, you know, the supreme shit stirrer, but there's some element of like, some people's shit deserves to be stirred.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not actually, that came out very strange. I'm not even going to revisit it. But other people like Clay doesn't deserve.
He's just minding his damn business on the beach.
Yeah. Just let him do his thing. You got anything on their date? I thought it was a cute date, him and Nicole.
No, I thought they were having a great time. It was a carnival vibes there, Rim. Went to a carnival. Love carnivals. Clay in the middle, I think, chugged a beer. I don't know if you caught that.
I didn't see that.
He
chugged
a beer. I'm like the Clay guy.
He seems extraordinarily polite, and I really like Nicole. I
didn't
think
like Nicole.
Good fit.
She had that spat with Onyeka on Colton season. Didn't love that, but I like Nicole.
You know, I don't think Clay's going to put Nicole through any kind of an emotional ringer like Onyeka did. So I think they're a good match. In fireworks at the end, they kiss. I will say, there does not seem to be great kiss chemistry.
I was gonna ask you about the kiss, Rim. It seemed like an awkward bad kiss. Is that was it true?
No.
Bad kiss.
No, very true. Okay. I think they both leaned the same way and like powered through it. There was no they didn't make any adjustment.
Yeah.
It was interesting. They can work on that. You know, that's not you don't
they
need that, to be number one.
Sure. Great first couple. Kiss.
First kiss on TV. I mean,
yeah.
Well, God knows what some of us out there would do. It'd look like a lunatic. Okay, Blake, having a rough time. He's really concerned. Everybody in his life is going to be, you know, embarrassed by what he did. So even the way he's phrasing his regret makes it seem like you would have no reason to believe that anything Kaylin is saying is untrue, right?
Yeah.
He's bawling in front of the cameras. It was one of those situations. I mean, this guy's talking about how this is going to affect his real life. Now, there are things that he did, sure, but I do wonder kind of what goes through the producers' heads as they stand there watching a person's life collapse around them in a way that wouldn't have happened if not for the show. And you're kind of, it just seems weird to me, like this guy's dying out here and they're just kind of watching.
Oh, they're happy.
Yeah,
they're high-fiving in the back.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's damage control time for Blake, just to be clear. It's damage control time. He's got to do something. It's either leave. At this point, you leave Paradise.
I'd have dipped. I'd have got the hell out of there.
No,
if I
see,
did what it
no,
was
no, 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 no.
Assumed.
You can't leave. Why would you show up? He shouldn't have showed up if he was going to leave. The fact that you came, he knew they were coming. He knew Kaylin was going to be there. He knew Christine. They all know who's going to be there.
But
He assumed it wouldn't
come out.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess if you thought that, it's time to dip.
So now that it's out, okay.
It's either dip or
get out of the burning building.
Big time damage control. One of the two. But I feel like you don't want that to be the lasting image of you on this series. That's why you wouldn't want to leave. And he's probably got a million followers. He wants to get some more. There's other monetary stuff going on, too.
No doubt. Now, as far as the lasting image is concerned, I almost feel like if you know what's going on and you know how this is going to be portrayed, like how you're portrayed is to a certain extent not up to you. I probably would have just, I mean, it's an insane hypothetical because I can't even imagine. I'm just not going to be in that situation. But
what do you mean?
Had you had
sex with Kaylin and Christina
and then gone on Paradise? Had I been
Paradise,
a stagecoach? Who
do?
Knows what went down? I'm not sure I would handle it. It's just tough to put myself in certain people's shoes. But anyway, I would have dipped. I just would have dipped. Get me out of here. This is crazy.
Get me out of here.
I'd have written maybe some nice notes, some apologetic notes, but that's it. We're done. I'm out. Cocktail party. I love cocktail parties on Paradise AB.
Me too.
Love them.
Three girls are going home. A lot of girls going home.
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's usually
people
four or five
are
people.
Desperate.
Scrambling. Okay. And you have to feign interest in someone to get a rose. That's just the reality of Paradise. It's funny seeing people duped by that. And there's some people here who are getting duped by that. Derek and Demi, they seem locked. Clay and Nicole, they seem locked. Mm-hmm. I feel like
Clay, I think, broke some rules by telling Nicole he's going to give her his rose.
Yeah.
You said it on camera.
Yeah. Well, he's just too nice. Tayshia tells Blake she's out.
Don't give me your rose.
Don't want your rose.
Not interested.
Kaylin tells Blake, you know, I want to. This was another little interesting thing. Blake pulls Kaylin aside presumably to hash some more things out, apologize again. Kaylin just kind of tells him, I want to move on, and then dips out also. Another very abrupt discussion from them, not a lot of details exchanged. So that just seemed like, you know, I didn't know anything was going on, but in retrospect, it's kind of like, oh, that's interesting. You didn't have a more in-depth conversation. Kaylin then pulls Cam aside. My name is Cam. Always be Cam. I am the man. Not as good as the first time. Kaylin pulls Cam aside. In my wildest dreams, I never would have expected that.
This is one of the most stunning moments in Bachelor history.
I mean, truly. You thought Hannah G and Dylan was something? This was triple that. Kaylin.
What is going on?
Cam and Miss North Carolina. Cam.
Have you ever... You said, like, a lot of the people are talking to other people just to get a rose. Have you ever seen a more obvious situation of this happening?
While I was watching it, I was, like, so overwhelmed by what was happening. I forgot that she needs a rose, and she told Blake that, you know, she doesn't want his, basically. So, I forgot about the context. But even so,
who I'd guess she would pull aside to get the rose from. But maybe, I mean...
Derek, Chris,
but
there's some others.
To her credit, if you want to get a for sure rose, 100% rose, you pull Cam aside and give him a kiss, and that's 100% the rose.
I mean, we haven't mentioned it yet. Cam basically says something kind of nice, and they start making
out. Kaylin.
Cam and Kaylin. She was going to be the bachelorette. Cam and Kaylin.
She was going to be the bachelorette, folks.
I mean... Paradise, you know, Bachelor in Paradise, where dorks get to make out with the girls of their dreams. It really, your dreams come true.
They really
on Bachelor
do.
In Paradise. At least on Rose Nights, at least on Guy Rose Nights.
This had me questioning some stuff about Kaylin and her motives. Because there's just nothing, my mind can't comprehend that she would be having a physical and emotional personality connection with Cam. I couldn't see it. I'm sorry.
John Paul Jones and Onyeka make out.
Sure.
Not as big of a shocker. They got to make out with somebody. Jane made John Paul Jones tacos. He puked them all up. That was funny. John Paul Jones is.
He acted like he got poisoned.
Yeah.
I wrote down
all along the beach.
You know, in Dark Knight when the Joker's like. Killing everyone, and there's a black police chief, and he's like, he drinks a glass of the liquor, but Joker's got to the liquor, and he's poisoned. Okay, you know what
scene was that?
You know what scene I'm talking about?
I don't care
here?
If people don't care about this. No, remind me, what scene is
so
this?
Joker is putting some of the big wigs of Gotham are getting these cards from Joker, and then they're ending up dying. So on one of the cards, it lists off like three people. Well, you want to do a Dark Knight podcast?
Oh, yeah.
He lists
and he's
off
in
like
his
three
office?
People, and he's in his office, and there's a person there protecting him because Joker had already listed him as a target. And he's like, you want a drink of this, whiskey or whatever? He pours a couple glasses, drinks the glass, and he's poisoned. That was John Paul Jones.
Yeah, and the guy who's protecting him knew because it like the glass
started melting
or something.
Yep.
He's like, no,
but
drink
it was too late.
It
was too late.
Yep, it was too late.
That was John Paul Jones after the taco. Long story short.
Yeah. For the record, John Paul Jones is alive and well. He did not die, but it was touch and go there for a while. Annalise is into Chris out of nowhere, and vice versa, also out of nowhere.
I'm not into that couple.
Me neither. So Chris is like, all right, cool. I'm going to give my rose to Annalise. Probably hasn't been watching many of the shows. And then Christina pulls Chris aside. That complicates things, I think. I want to see how that plays out.
I'm going to be honest. I love seeing Annalise get her heart broken. I know that's cold.
I do. I know.
I like seeing it. I'm sorry. That's really mean of me to say.
No, I'm with you. But that's part of the show. There's guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
especially with Paradise, you do
and
kind
her,
of like
especially,
to see chaos.
She handles it so poorly that I just love when they do a scene where Annalise is like, I'm feeling really good about this situation. And then
it's just funny.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think as long as you admit that it's a terrible thing.
Yeah,
to
it's
think,
terrible.
It's like you can have one of those. Bibiana has zero prospects. Yeah. Luckily, Annalise is there to comfort her by saying, you know, sorry, you're not as lucky as me. I got a real connection.
Yeah,
here.
That's just another. Yeah, I felt bad. And then she said that. And I'm like, OK, this is why I feel OK with her getting her heart broken yeah. time and time again.
Yeah. And you could see it coming a mile away.
I feel so bad because I have a connection and you don't.
God, sorry.
That was what the conversation was.
That seems sincere. Wells and Hannah. Or Wills. God, I kept writing Wells. Wills and Hannah. Surprisingly, Hannah says she's more into Dylan and kind of wishes Wills the best. Like, you'll find a good girl here. She let him down very gently. Top-notch letdown. Do you have anything on this?
I like that she let him down before it got any further. I liked that. Well played by Hannah.
I did not expect to feel bad for Wills. But he started tearing up a little bit, and well, so did I. I felt bad for the guy.
I don't know if you remember, but when Wills first walked onto the beach, he said he was here for one person, and it was Hannah, and he had a plan to get her. So I can understand. That's what he came for.
So at the end of Colton's season, we were kind of confused with Hannah G's popularity. I think it's twofold. I think she got kind of – she was portrayed as kind of flat. And boring and uninteresting. I think she's probably way funnier and more interesting. And you said that, I believe. You said when she gets to Paradise, we'll get to really see Hannah. I also think a bunch of guys on this show have been following Hannah on Instagram and are just like, that's my dream girl. And they come in there. Yeah. And they're just already in love when they walk through the,
I agree.
Walk down to the beach. Dylan and Hannah G seem like a lock after this Wills development.
Hannah tells Dylan that she told Wells she doesn't like him and broke it off, and that she's her heart's going a different direction.
So that to me is like, I'm committed to you, at least for that night. Like, you don't have to worry about anything else.
No, we're going
to
hang out the rest of this night. I made my decision.
Until Blake pulls Hannah aside.
Sets up a romantic setting for her.
Candles. Literally, they show him lighting the candle, so we know that he did it. He's really into her, okay? Now, my opinion, if that's true, you probably should have taken her on a date when you had the chance.
You had an opportunity.
Yeah. Blake tells Hannah, I might have misheard this, but he told her that she's the only reason he's on Paradise. Did you hear that?
I heard that. I didn't agree with him saying that. Why would you take Tasia on the date then?
It seems that's tough to believe, especially given everything else. Tough to believe. Hannah is trying, she says she's trying to be open, and then they kiss. AB. This is moments after Hannah, I'd say, committed to Dylan for this rose ceremony.
Brutal. Dylan, you know, he's the guy, he's the girl in the meme that's with the guy who's looking back at the other girl. Dylan. He's the girl.
Good one.
He's always
good
that
one.
Girl. Always.
God, that's a good one. Credit to Hannah, though. She immediately goes and tells Dylan again.
No, it's not credit to Hannah at this point. Credit to Hannah for the Wills thing, not credit to Hannah for the Blake thing.
This is bad.
Now, that being said, I could watch a full 2-hour episode of Paradise of Hannah just going to kiss other guys and then having to come back and tell Dylan, hey, just a heads up, full disclosure here, honesty, that's what I'm about on Paradise, honesty, I kissed... ad name
Chris Harrison. I like it. Listen, poor Dylan, he's starting to lose patience, but like you said,
nothing he can do.
I just don't think there's anything he's
gonna be the guy. I mean, with her looking back the whole season,
I get, I mean, sure, obviously he could move on and say I don't want to be treated like this. He could pursue other options. I don't think he's going
to. He's not going to. No chance. He'll be there till the end. If Hannah wants to make it to the end of this series, which I'm assuming she does, she's just going to keep stringing him along, and he'll be there to give her a rose whenever she needs one.
That's what I'm saying. She has a constant lock rose she wants it.
It's a lock rose.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of her eyes and the way she looks. I don't see Hannah G as, like, you know,
puppeteer.
Pulling the strings.
She's got the puppy dog eyes, too. Like...
her eyes are something else. They're like actual circles.
They're huge.
And it just looks,
they're huge eyes. And they're great. Yeah.
And they're bright. They're ocean blue.
Yeah.
And really pop.
And she's batting her eyes at Dylan. I mean, that's...
yeah.
She knows what she's doing, though, also, Rim. I don't know that she's going to do this to Dylan, but I could see him getting strung along here. It's already started. I mean, she's made out with two other guys.
while making it seem like she's committed to him. So, but I don't want to come off as anti-Hannah. I mean,
do your thing.
It's the first day of paradise. You got to get your options open.
You know, I feel like it's been a week. They say it's been
a week. Yeah.
Dylan said it's been a week. Yeah. But even so, I don't know. You know, make out with who you want to make out with. But eventually, you go back to Dylan and say, yeah, you know, I like what we got going here. I'm here. You know, we can make this work. And then it's not going to. We'll see. I'm very interested to see how that plays out. Okay, that's the end of episode 2. So we're done recapping. Not homework assignment. Blake's Instagram in response to how this storyline came off on television. I'm going to summarize. Please pop in where as needed, AB. So last night, Blake posted several text message screenshots to his Instagram story before deleting them a few hours later. This was an attempt, obviously, to salvage his reputation, which he said as much. And his reputation, obviously, was in shambles after these two episodes this week. He also followed it with a video, which included an apology to Kaylin for posting them in the first place. But like, you know, my name is all I have type of thing. Yeah, had to do it. Now, that's what he said. The texts, I would say, there's probably six maybe.
Yeah.
Full text conversations.
Full page text, yeah.
Some from the night that they hooked up in Stagecoach and some from a week before Paradise, presumably when I imagine Reality Steve broke this news that I didn't know occurred at the time. Like I said at the top, this felt very strange and icky to be reading a private conversation between two people where one party
has not given consent,
agreed to have this out there. That felt weird, but I did it.
I read it.
I read it. And it affected the way I think about what I'm watching on TV. So I think it's worth discussing. It doesn't seem to me that Blake deceived her into sleeping with him. It doesn't seem like he made her think they had anything more than what it was. And it doesn't seem like he ghosted her or tried to keep her from saying anything. Most of those things were implied. The text made it very clear that Kaylin was the one pushing the let's just sleep together tonight, that's all it's going to be kind of no strings attached vibe, yeah, which is not the story that came off on it's that's part for sure is clear. We don't have everything, of course, and nor do I want it, mind you. If you have more on this, I don't want to see it, frankly. But those texts definitely make it seem like the biggest thing for me is they were both in on planning any damage control, would you say? Like once the news came out, they were like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to like talk about this?
It wasn't just a one-sided Blake trying to save his reputation. I think they both were in on that. Kaylin, the text made Kaylin look bad. Let's just be honest about that.
Yes, agreed.
It makes everything she said, and we don't obviously know the full story, but what we have right now, it makes me think Kaylin came in here with a storyline to get on TV more.
Intent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sure how it comes off. Also, you know, you have to sprinkle in the factor in how much the producers play a role and how this is edited and spliced. We know that they splice different sentences together on this show, but still we have two almost full episodes of Kaylin pushing this. And I will say it's a tough spot to be in because without these texts coming out, which we'll get to the ethics of that in a second, without these coming out, if you said, I don't believe Kaylin, you know, you're a scumbag for not believing Kaylin's story. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say that.
We had no reason not to believe Kaylin.
We had no, like we said,
she
everything on
very
TV.
Very genuine and very upset.
I believed everything she said when I watched these shows, and I wanted to. And like I said from episode one, I got to the point where I was like, I'm a big Kaylin guy. I really like Kaylin's personality. So it's a weird situation. On the one hand, I personally find it gross to be reading these texts. They obviously make Blake look a little better than probably a lot better than we perceived him. You can debate how much before watching or just from watching the episodes. But I think they both look a little scuzzy when it comes to I think he thinks putting these out there would like fully exonerate him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he still looks a little scuzzy because they're both like trying to plan how to spin this. And he still did this the night after, you know, being with Christina, his ex-girlfriend at the time. I think Blake, and you can tell me if you agree or not, I think Blake cares too much about his public image. This is a pretty drastic step to take. He obviously didn't have Kaylin's permission to send these texts out there. Now, yes, Kaylin, drag him through the mud, his reputation destroyed, mostly unjustly, but I don't know if I would have taken this step. I think you kind of might have to just take this on the chin. If you know that the way you're on TV is not how it really happened, like, you might just have to go about your life with that. I don't know. I mean, what do you think about the...
Him releasing him.
We agree that it looks bad for Kaylin, and what happened on TV is not what happened in real life.
I've tried to put myself in his situation. If I'm getting ran through the damn ringer and everybody is hating on me, I'm getting mentions on Instagram and Twitter all over the place, my shit's blowing up all night, and it's just not true. Like, it appears. Now, there could be more, again, so I don't just want to preface it with that, but what we have right now appears like Kaylin made most of, like, she doesn't have any reason really to be upset. Christina has more reason than she would.
Sure.
For sure. Yeah. So what we have right now, if that's actually what happened, I could see myself taking a drastic measure.
It would,
like,
be hard not to.
Just eating that when I have these texts from her in my possession that are like the complete opposite of what she's saying on national TV. So I don't know that I blame him. It is a little scuzzy, but it's hard. It would be hard just to watch your public personality, which is so much of your life now at this point, because I assume he doesn't have a job.
His future earning potential, literally his earning potential.
Yeah, he doesn't have a job at this point. He's just like a famous person that is really popular. So it is kind of a big deal if he becomes not the good guy anymore. Now, I don't think he became... I still think he is looked at as not a good guy and a player. That's undeniable that he's
clean.
A player.
Yeah.
So it didn't help in that sense, but it helped with a part of it. So
now, that's a good point to make about, like, you know, his future kind of depends on his reputation. If if it didn't,
he was one of the most
liked
guys.
Just go about your day, living your life with a job, then maybe you don't do that. He also deleted the screenshots from his story because he, quote, didn't want Kaylin to be attacked.
That's too late.
Come on,
people
dude.
People have to understand, once you put something out for a second with Bachelor Nation, someone's got a screenshot and it's over.
It's over.
Doesn't matter what you do.
Sometimes we have 3,000 Twitter followers. Sometimes I send a dumb tweet that might be misconstrued and I delete it in like 5 seconds. I'm like, shit, someone saw that. Blake has probably a million followers.
And screen captures.
And left them up for an hour. It's like, and then, you know, maybe he doesn't want Kaylin to be attacked, but you had to know when you posted them that the millions of people who watch this show, some of whom are go crazy on social media, are going to
attack her. Yeah.
Behave that way. That's just inevitable. I don't know.
It's tough. It's a tough situation.
You don't want to come down on either side.
That's what I'm saying. They both don't look great here. I'm not sure if I like either of them right now, to be honest.
No. Anyway, this drama went from like amazing. I forgot to mention, while Blake's was imploding and was the bad guy on TV, I burst out laughing in several scenes because it was so funny to see him be just completely incapable of handling this, especially when he looked like, I can't believe you're doing this to me. We talked about this, like, don't say this. That was funny to me. And now I'm kind of looking forward to this being over, just because it's just like, I don't want this to just...
I think there's a good...
spiral out of control.
I think there's a good chance that will be the last we really hear of that on air.
Huh?
You think they're going to be talking about it all season? I don't think they are. I think it's over. I think he's with Hannah now. And, like, he talked with Kaylin and Christina. I didn't watch the What's Coming Up Next, so maybe there's a ton more, but...
I don't know. I mean...
What's there to talk about now? He apologized. They don't accept. And all his relationships are over, except Hannah.
Kaylin and Christina can probably keep dropping breadcrumbs to other people if they want. You know, lighting little sparklers. Not grenades or fireworks, but little sparklers. I think as long as most of them are still there,
there's going to be something.
It'll be a thing. I think this was basically perfect production Scuzzy or not, in terms of how they played this, when they show up, who shows up, who goes on the dates.
The production was fantastic.
Yeah. And they had the guys have the rose so they can carry this over to next week so that Blake's not going anywhere. I think there's a good chance he doesn't get a rose when it's the girl's turn. I don't know who would give one to him except for maybe Hannah G, but it's a long way away. Anyway, do you want to talk about Tyler and Hannah and Gigi Hadid?
And Gigi.
Now, I don't know how much you followed up on that.
What do you mean I followed it religiously?
Tell me what happened then.
Tyler was spotted outside of Hannah's apartment in Los Angeles, I assume, or somewhere. At a time that would
you say 6:30 in the morning?
would make you believe that they had their own, you know, fantasy suite overnight.
Yes.
Off the show, okay?
This was the night of after the final rose, was it not?
I think it was like the next day, maybe.
Okay.
So that happened. Bachelor Nation went crazy, me included.
Rejoice.
So happy for the new couple. Couple days later, Tyler in New York or somewhere spotted on a date with Gigi. Two dates, Rim. They've been spotted again.
Yeah.
Two separate dates. I don't know if he's in a relationship with either of them. He's single. I don't blame the guy. He's doing his thing. He's testing the waters. But there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Were you heartbroken when he went on that day with Gigi Hadid?
I wasn't expecting it, even though I knew that they had been, you know, flirty on the DMs and the Instagram stuff, the kids stuff. They were flirty on there.
They were doing TikToks.
They were doing TikToks back and forth. I was still a little surprised. Once I saw that he was, you know, the night after or the morning after with Hannah, I thought that was it. I thought we're going to have a wedding, a bachelor wedding coming up in the next couple of years. So I was a little, I was also kind of surprised. I was surprised by all of it. I didn't anticipate him going on any dates with Hannah in the near future, maybe down the line. I didn't think they'd let themselves get caught at least the first couple times. Cause people want these two to get married. So
yeah.
I think you would think the first time that they actually spend some time off of the show together, they'd want it to be in private and not set up, you know, that anticipation and of Bachelor Nation wanting them to get married. So
yeah.
You think they just wanted private just to see if anything's there. And then later they come out with, you know, we've been dating for a couple months or something like that.
Yeah.
And also...
Ooh.
I didn't anticipate him going on. I thought he was a bachelor front runner.
That's the other thing.
I didn't think he would be going on these public dates because I think it hurts his chances a little bit.
I think it crushes his chances.
I don't know about crushes.
I think it's done.
You think it's done?
Date number two with Gigi Hadid, you're not going to be the bachelor in a month. It's just, you can't sell it. You can't sell that.
Yeah.
Because I think also the tide has... Like you said, he was riding a lightning pole, the edge of a lightning bolt across the sky, which my brother loved that reference, by the way. I think he's the only one. He's riding the edge of a lightning bolt across the sky, and he still is, obviously. But now he had 100% approval rating. I think that's dipping. I don't know if it's plummeting. I think it's dipping because,
People don't like him.
People wanted they wanted him to be with Hannah, and he spent the night with Hannah, and now he's with, you know, the famous person. It's a little different. Now, Hannah says in interviews promoting BIP that nothing happened between them. They just talked. It goes back to you never know what's going on.
Yeah.
You never know. You can't assume anything. So, and we'll see.
He had an overnight bag.
I bring an overnight bag when I come. I mean, what is that? I bring one to your place. Got to keep looking fresh, AB. What do you mean? Got to look good. He's a fucking model. You can't go somewhere without your fucking straight edge razor. You know what I mean? And some native deodorant. All right. promo code ROSECAS. The mailbag. We don't have a question. And we've been talking for like 2 hours. So we're going to skip it anyway. 773-234-7794. Do you have a question for the listeners for next week?
No, I didn't even, I wasn't thinking I had to come up. I thought that job was over.
All right. Non-spoilers. What do you think is going to happen with Hannah and Dylan? Who do you think they'll end up with? I want to know what you guys think about Hannah and Dylan. I mean, I'm not the mass. I'm not you, AB.
That's a
I
can't bad come question, up with something but sure.
773-234-7794.
I'll get one next week. I'll get one next week.
Yeah, sure. Do you have a bachelor headline of the week?
I didn't think I had to do this.
Well, and not only that,
I didn't think this was an assignment anymore. This is a bachelorette exclusive for me.
That's true. Well, I just
you
copied
got something?
And paste the notes. No, of course not.
Oh.
Thanks for following on social media. Instagram is at Rosecast Podcast. The Twitter is at Rosecast Podcast. And the Facebook is /Rosecast Podcast.
Listen, I'll have a question and headline next week. I'll do it.
Don't fucking write checks with your mouth that you can't cash or whatever the phrase is.
Do it.
The big Love Island finale is tonight. Thank you to everyone who's been listening to Recoupling. We've had some fun with that. I'm very excited to see what happens in the... Well, I kind of know what's going to happen, but I'm excited to see it. I love that show. If you want to listen to us yammer on about it, that podcast is called Recoupling with Rim and AB. You can search for it in whatever app you use. AB, do you have anything else you want to say about this?
I'm excited for
this. Do you think it's going to be a good season?
Yeah, I'm excited for the season, Rim. There's a lot of big names out there. A lot of different things. One thing I am disappointed, Mike seems to have a bigger role in Paradise than I initially. We didn't talk about that, but I don't. Who's going to be the Bachelor?
Mike.
Think it's going to be Mike still?
I'm 100% confident. Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, now, this is like when I thought the Royals were going to trade for Annabelle Sanchez. I was just like, yeah, for sure. Done deal. And it didn't happen. So I don't know. I've deluded myself into believing this is
setting up to be a huge rim bust.
Yes. Yes. This is going to be bad. If he's not.
If like Peter's the Bachelor and we just have to go into next season with Peter, like the new year, 2020 with Peter as our Bachelor.
Can I tell you this?
It's going to be devastating.
It would be devastating personally. What's best for business? The Rim and AB business?
What?
Mike. Are you out of your mind?
of course
it's Mike. If that doesn't happen, we might have to reassess. All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.